So hello everybody and welcome. Today I have a special guest. This is Shaheen. I've known Shaheen for many years. Shaheen is a dermatologist. I knew her when I lived in San Francisco. And she was a brave soul who said she was willing to ask her communication questions so all of you could learn. So welcome, Shaheen.
Thank you. Thanks, Neha. I'm so excited.
Yay. So tell me, what's been on your mind? What kind of communication questions do you have?
So actually, perfect timing, because I'm about to have an important conversation with my colleague and boss. She's my boss. She's also a physician. And I work with her. And I've been working with her for 4 months now. And I really, really enjoy it. She's a delight to work with. And I want to work with her more, actually. And when I first started with her about 4 months ago, we had discussed kind of starting 2 days a week and then increasing my days in time. And she was going to make some more space in her office by clearing out one of her rooms and making it into an exam room and hiring a new medical assistant for me. She's wonderful. It's been 4 months, and that hasn't happened. And and I know she's the type. She's lovely. She just needs some reminder sometimes, or a little nudge, or a little push. But she's my boss, and I really, really respect her, and I really like her, and I want to continue to work with her. Like I said, I want to work with her more. Mm-hmm. So my question is, how do I politely, deferentially bring up that, hey, it's been 4 months and I would love to increase my days and what's going on with the room and can I have kind of a time commitment from you so I can plan my schedule with my kids, with my nanny, so that I can be here more and work with you more.
And do you get any indication that she's on track with all of that happening 4 months later?
Yes. So a month ago, beginning of December, she was really excited and she brought up to me that the landlord has agreed to put up the wall and all I have to do is clear out the storage and, you know, beginning of January looks like, you know, you'll be able to be here. And I said, that's great. I would love to give up some days at Kaiser and be here more. And it's January 8th. And the room's not cleared out. And granted, you know, it's holiday time and people were sick. I completely understand. But even the staff is telling me, Dr. Khosla, you need to give her a little bit of a nudge.
Yeah.
You need to tell her by this date, can we please, you know, have a commitment that the wall will be up, that we'll start looking for a medical assistant to hire. And so the good thing is I know that the staff wants me there, which is good in my favor, and that's always nice.
Yeah.
But they're also getting a little kind of frustrated and antsy and kind of saying, you know, you need to have this conversation with her and put some fire under her. And the good thing is they know that she wants me there also. Everybody wants the same thing.
Yeah.
But I just need to remind her politely.
So tell me, what's the importance of that extra room getting done? What will it give you?
That's another great question. So the thing is, I'm there right now, Wednesdays and Fridays, without an extra room.
Mm-hmm.
So really, we don't really need the extra room, which mm-hmm. was another thing I was going to bring up and say, could I just be here another day, even if the room isn't done?
Yeah.
There's one way. It's a little bit crowded, a little bit, because it's me, it's her, and then another provider. So there's three of us, but it works. It works on Wednesdays and Fridays. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice to have the extra room with extra space, but it's not 100% necessary.
Okay. All right. Great. So I guess this starts with, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of if you said this? Like, I can hear, first of all, not many people speak of their boss like this. So I just want to take a moment and just of gratitude that is like, wow. Right? That you really respect her. You really enjoy working with her and the staff. You feel valued. All of this. So this is amazing. Usually people don't come to me with these questions. So this is good. You're basically saying, now how do I have this conversation? So tell me what you're worried about.
I guess I'm just worried about being too pushy. I feel like she's made space for me to be there. She gave me one of her medical assistants. So she gave up a medical assistant. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it a month ago. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm a little bit worried about being too pushy or too overbearing, mm-hmm. And irritating her. I like her, so I don't want to irritate her. And the whole point is I want to be there more. Yeah. So the last thing I want is for her to feel, oh my gosh, Dr. Kosla's really pushy and really, you know, overwhelming me.
Yep.
And I don't want any negative feelings, because like you said, it's a very positive place. I look forward to going to work.
Yeah.
I look forward to adding more days. Okay. And I get along right now with everybody. And so everything is great right now.
Great. So it sounds like the pushiness is one thing you're worried about. The other thing, Shaheen, that I've learned about you over the years is time is important to you. Time matters to you. So when you say to me, Neha, I'll meet you at 6 o'clock or I'll call you at 6 o'clock, literally at 5:59 or 6:00, the phone is ringing. Like, you really have a high level of integrity to your word and what it means to you to be on time.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the interesting piece here is when your boss pulls you aside a month ago and says by January, I don't know if she said first. Did she say first?
She said beginning of January.
Beginning of January. So pay attention, because it's still the beginning of January. Right?
Right.
Pay attention to what level of agreements you have. There's a difference between the beginning of January and January 1st. Right? So right. The good news is there's no pressure here because nothing's late. We're at the beginning of January. That was the time frame that she had discussed. And what you're doing is you're just checking in. So you're checking in and you're saying, hey, if it was me and you, hey, Shaheen, Happy New Year, and I'm just really, I'm really excited. I was just wondering when you had 15, 20 minutes that we could check in. And she'll say, now's good time, or whatever she says, or she says, not now, at 4 o'clock, whatever it is. So now it's that time. And so you get to say with her exactly what is true. At the turn of a new year, it always has me reflecting on the previous year. You are one of the biggest blessings I had this last year that we've come together. In the last 4 months, I've just enjoyed working together so much. And not only you, but your staff and just how accommodating you've been. And I really appreciate that in December you had pulled me aside and really that you're thinking about helping me be here more and creating the room and doing all these things that we talked about. And so I was curious, is there anything that I can do to support this? Is there anything you need? Are we still on track, or do you need more time? Like, where are we? And so it's just this space of kind of letting the, like you kind of like release the pressure valve, because what it tells me is that you've had some sort of past experience where when you spoke the truth, somebody interpreted it as pushy. Because you're not giving me any indication that that is the current reality at this office.
Okay.
Does that sound true?
Yes. My last job. Yes.
Okay. And so don't let the fear from your past control your present.
Okay.
Because that was a different experience. And this is a different experience that you're having. So your job is to trust this experience and show up with self-trust and self-confidence and openness and believe it's true. This is true. You really are at a place that you're really happy and everyone likes and respects you. Your boss really wants you to be there more and really wants to support you in that.
Yeah.
And if it was, how could you come with full trust, full openness, full curiosity and full willingness to support in order to have your dreams come true? Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So how does that feel in your body?
It feels great. I feel lighter.
Yeah, and at the beginning when you were talking about being worried about being pushy, could you feel anything in your body?
Like if you worry, kind of a tightness, like now I feel my shoulders are relaxed a little bit.
Yeah. So oftentimes, like when you're coming from fear, it'll be more constricting. When you're coming with this openness and like joy and, you know, curiosity, you'll feel like a sense of like letting go, a sense of relaxing and ease. And so just notice, really set your intentions ahead of time about how you want to go into that conversation and envision her being really receptive and thanks for bringing this up. I've been, I've had some things going on and I'm so glad you brought it up. Yeah, let's talk about it. What's the plan? You know, let's co-create it. Is there anything I can do to help support this being easier for you?
Okay, perfect.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what takeaways? What takeaways do you have?
I think, so one, not to come from a place of fear, to not let the past control the present and the future. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's a different place. It's a different person. Mm-hmm. I think that's huge for me. Mm-hmm.
That's usually where anxiety comes from, by the way. Mm-hmm. When we have an experience in the past and then we try to control the future and we try to say like, what if, and we're trying to like control that we don't want to feel the way we felt that one time.
Yeah.
If you just shift into self-trust and you believe what you're experiencing, there's like an ease that comes with it. You won't take things so personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's huge. So thank you for all of you out there that struggle with having had an experience that felt painful or hurtful and knowing that you're now recreating experiences that feel similar to that because you're coming to them with fear. Try shifting out of that and experiencing what's right in front of you and shifting into your own self-trust so that you can create the outcome that you desire. All right. Thanks, Shaheen. Thanks for sharing. All right. Take care.
Bye.